I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35, it is written, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.'" Have you ever been wrong to the point where you were unable to forgive someone? To illustrate an important point about forgiveness, Jesus tells the parable of the unforgiving servant, whose debts his master forgave, but who does not extend that same mercy to forgive the debts of a fellow servant who owes him. So what does his master do? Has him imprisoned for his treachery and lack of mercy and forgiveness. God has forgiven us. God is that King and Master. And we are the servant who has been forgiven. So we glorify him by forgiving others. When we are wronged, we are expected to forgive as we were first forgiven. And in doing so, we glorify God and we release ourselves from the bondage of resentment, vindictiveness, and other forms of self-victimization. My brothers and sisters, when you are wronged, choose to forgive. Offer that forgiveness up to God for his glory and pray for his grace. Forgiveness is a choice, and it begins with us practicing of our own free will to choose to forgive, to glorify God. Let us take a moment together and let us reflect in our hearts and our mind and commune with the Lord on those whom wronged us, whom we need to forgive. Let us offer up the names and faces to the Lord of those whom we choose to forgive. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, sincerely for the riches of your kindness, forbearance, and patience, knowing that your kindness has led me to repentance. I confess that I have not extended that same patience and kindness towards others who have offended me, but instead, I have harbored bitterness and resentment. I pray that during this time of self-examination, you would bring to mind only those people that I may not forgive, in order that I may do so through you. I also pray that if I have offended others, you would bring to mind only those people from whom I need to seek forgiveness and the extent to which I need to seek it. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thanks so much for tuning in to this week's edition of Jesus Saves.